In the name of Jesus, amen. I know I say this every year, but every year I hear somebody say, hey man, every year when Valentine's Day falls on Sunday. Not every year, because it doesn't fall every year on Sunday. But when it does, people go, man, you know, so you're going to have like a Valentine's Day sermon? And I'm always like, Paul sort of kills it, right? He already kills it with love is patient, love is kind. So we got it in there. Don't worry about it. So I can't compare to St. Paul's sermon on love, because he can't speak of love without speaking of Christ. And so we got an interesting, speaking of love, is dealing with how these leaders, how do they love God? God has chosen not you, Saul. And they're worried because Saul is not going to like being told this, to the point of Samuel saying, you know he's going to kill me, right? Can you believe that? In a theocracy where God chooses the leader, they're worried because God is choosing somebody else. And they're worried that this leader is going to kill them. And that's another thing. And to note, when Samuel comes into town, he works for God. And you notice how nervous he made everybody. Yeah, now you know I feel like when I'm in the checkout line at the grocery store. They're like, oh, he's a pastor. People get weird. But the message, today's lesson, is kind of difficult to miss, which is kind of ironic and very appropriate considering the fact that it is all about blindness and not seeing things the way God sees them. Consider the events recorded in the gospel lesson even, which are taking place just a couple of days before Palm Sunday, liturgically speaking. This is important to understand because the apostles who are leading this procession into town, stirring up the crowd and announcing Jesus' arrival, have been with Jesus for about 3 years. If anyone knows him best, it should be them, right? And yet, out of everyone lining the road, disciples included, the blind man is the only one who truly recognized Jesus for who he really is, the promised son of David, the Messiah in the flesh. Nobody else, including the apostles, saw Jesus the way the faithful blind guy saw Jesus. Seeing him with a faith that could only come about through hearing the word of Christ. Once again, you can't help but hear the words of our Heavenly Father, which he spoke at the Transfiguration. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. It really is that simple. The blind guy saw, quote, Jesus so clearly because he listened to Jesus. And then there's our Old Testament lesson. God makes it very clear in our Old Testament lesson that he doesn't see things the way mankind is seeing things. Man looks at the outer shell, but God sees his heart. We see this in spades when the little runt David being chosen as Israel's king. You guys remember how they chose Saul, right? They lined him all up and they're like, boy, look at him. He's tall. He's handsome. He's got leader written all over him because he's handsome. It sounds like politics just don't change. But God doesn't see things the way man sees things. Not exactly a deep mystery that needs much explaining. Here's the thing. We could easily turn this into a sermon on how we are guilty of all the very things these lessons teach against, because it's true and it's easy. We could have a month of sermons on the Old Testament text alone, on how God doesn't see things the way man sees things. We could have a month of sermons on how God sees the heart, but we instead look to outer things to determine if a person is good and faithful and worthy or not. If God is pleased or not. How much mileage could we get out of the simple message of seeing Jesus and crying out to Jesus and holding fast to Jesus in the certainty and assurance of blind faith? Just think about all that has transpired over these last several months. So many good Christians have not seen the Lord in their midst, right where He has promised to be. Just think about how much rebuke has been directed towards faithful Christians these last several months for daring to even be here in church and worship in person. Gasp. Or even to receive Holy Communion in person, especially by means of our common cup. It's kind of sadly ironic, too. Those who don't see Christ or refuse to see Christ rail against and rebuke and snort in derision. Are you blind? Can't you see the risk you are facing? Don't you care that people will die if you do such a heartless and stupid thing? A literal quote to me. We could preach on this and we wouldn't be wrong in the assessment, but we're not going to do that. Why? Because it ultimately puts the focus, just like Saul, on the wrong things. Let's put the focus on Almighty God. The reason is simple. God is the one who gives the gift of faith to the blind man so that he is able so clearly to see and know Jesus even when everybody else doesn't. God is the one who sees the heart. God is the one who doesn't see things the way man sees things. God is the one who gives us the gift of faith so that we can see Christ in His means of grace so clearly, even in the midst of darkness, even in the midst of the fog of war. He gives us the gift of faith. So that we don't see things the way man, in all his fear and arrogance and false wisdom, which is only foolishness, sees things. Case in point, behold, listen and you will see. Faith comes through hearing. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world in faith. Through faith, it's not even a question, is it? In fact, it's glorious. It's comforting, Christ-centered fact. Even in the midst of the fear and darkness and blindness and sickness and anger, here in God's promise of redemption in the flesh, look to His cross. Faith sees things differently. Faith sees what the flesh blinded by sin is unable to see. Here is God's wrath against your sin, my sin, and all sin in the flesh. More importantly, here is your victory, your peace, and your salvation. And He's beaten, bloodied, and nailed to a tree to die for you in your place. And the cross is perfect obedience. Perfect humility and perfect love. And the fact that today is Valentine's Day, as I said before, the day we celebrate love, isn't totally lost on me. I'm not totally dead inside. But be sure to look at the cross when you think of love. Here is the true and perfect blind love. Something, although they try very hard and do a pretty good job, Hallmark will never be able to come close to this kind of perfect love. There isn't a couple on earth who even comes close to the kind of love that your Lord has for you. Not even mom has this kind of perfect, blind, and unconditional love. And I know, my mom is pretty wonderful. When your Lord looks to you as a baptized child of Christ, He doesn't see all of your wretched sin. Looking at you through the lens of Christ and His sacrificial wounds, which you have been baptized into, He sees the one who is completely covered over in Christ's perfect righteousness. Are you a sinner who deserves nothing but present and eternal punishment? Yes! I won't even wait for that one. Absolutely, and yet a love so incomprehensible, a love so deep that he was willing to sacrifice himself, willing to suffer God's hellish and righteous wrath for you in your place, a love so blind and perfect and unconditional, he gives you unconditionally the gift of himself, the gift of his mercy, his grace, his blood-bought forgiveness, his peace. So how can we be so sure of all this? Because literally Jesus says so. Here is where faith focuses. Nowhere else. Here and here alone is our redemption. Here, the Son of God, the very same Son of God, we are to look to, listen to, and hold fast to always. As in every time, every place, and every circumstance, lifted up and exalted for all the world to see and to know just how much God hates sin and yet loves we sinners. It is finished. Here is where we hear victory, even through our old Adam, senses with the rest of the world, see nothing but death and defeat and disease. Here is where the faith that comes through hearing Christ rejoices in it is finished. Here in word and sacrament is the Christus Victor, Christ the Victor, in your very presence, even in the midst of all the darkness and fear and tyranny and plague and wars and rumors of wars, holding out to you his free and unmerited gift of grace. His free gift of mercy and his free gift of peace. I know they don't look like much to the rest of the world, some Christians included. There is nothing more than empty symbols or mere options or perks, a feel-good benefit of attending worship on Sunday morning, but not really all that important or necessary. And sadly, that's all many see. But faith knows different. Faith sees differently. Faith sees differently because faith hears and believes what Christ already said about these things, meaning communion, meaning baptism, meaning the very word of God that you've heard today. Baptism saves you. You have been baptized into my death and resurrection. Take and eat, take and drink. This is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. As often as you do this, remember what I have said. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So much certainty in the Word of God, isn't there? So much certainty in a world that lives for everything being uncertain. So much confidence in a world that really wants you to not be super confident right now. For some people, it's very strengthening to hear this, and for others, it's very disruptive. Even as we saw in our Acts lesson today, it was very disruptive to have the Word of God present. All of Jerusalem saw there was no question about whether these signs had been performed, of whether the apostles were legit or not. It was not even a question. Everybody was seeing it, and yet these people were saying to them, "You guys need to stop." Interesting. But this is our blessed assurance and joyous peace this very day. This is your Christ-centered reality right here and right now. How can you not cry out, "May God, through the working of his Holy Spirit in these, his means of grace, Open your ears and your hearts and your minds so that your eyes of faith may not only see but actively seek and hold fast to Christ and his victorious peace right where he tells you to look, right where he promises to be, now and to the end of the age. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds in the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.